The Work of Elder W. C. White. Copied from Diary, December 14, 1902. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 18, 1899. I awoke as the clock struck 11. I desire to write out some things that the Lord has given me for my instruction. On Friday, I talked with my son, W.C. White, in regard to the necessity of giving his whole time to the work of preparing my writings for publication. My mind was much troubled, and after going to rest, I could not sleep, but I fell asleep after a time. In the night season, light came to me that W.C. White had from his childhood been trained in the Lord's work. Before his birth, he was dedicated to God, and after his birth, he was chosen of God to serve him with singleness of purpose. He is to stand ready to serve where necessity requires. It is not possible to separate him from the general work in which he is so intensely interested. I am instructed that, if he will trust wholly in God, the Lord will work with him and through him, giving him judgment to do the Master's service aright. It is essential also that he shall be connected with his mother's work. The preparation of my writings for publication in book form should receive his attention. And there are other responsibilities that he must bear in this country. He is better prepared than some others to see the needs of God's cause, and to present these needs before the people in a way that will arouse them to give these matters proper attention. Through his connection with the work of his mother, whom the Lord has instructed, W.C. White can give to the people the light that is essential in regard to plans and methods. The Spirit of the Lord will impress upon his mind the deep import of the matters laid out before him. I can communicate to him matters that the Lord has seen fit to present to me for many years in regard to the principles upon which God's people should act. W.C. White has a special work to do. He cannot disconnect himself from this work, for it is his life blood. It is his inheritance from the Lord. For this work he was born. He cannot be at rest in spirit when there are so many important matters needing adjustment, for at such times the developments in the Lord's cause lay upon him a proportionately increased responsibility to discharge faithfully his duties, duties as important and sacred as those of any other man who is called upon to deal with the mental and spiritual interests of his fellow men. As this is the light given me, I now renewedly dedicate my son, W.C. White, to the Lord's work, a work that includes the preparation, with as little delay as possible, of the matter which the Lord has given me to present to the world, to our churches, and to individuals.